What's up, my friend? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. I'm your head coach, founder of the league, David Kesey. And today we're going to talk about quality over quantity.
You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough? You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. I made $100,000 in 2 months by the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
Okay, my friend, here is the deal. I'm on a kind of a sales trip right now. So normally I'm talking about personal development, I'm talking about mindset, I'm talking about strategy, I'm talking about all those things. But what I want to discuss with you is one word that changed my life. And that word is skills. Ultimately, structure, it helped a little bit. Strategy, helped a little bit. But the thing that changed my life forever was skills. And that's what I'm committed to bringing to you. Inside of our coaching program and our products and services and events and things that we do, we're not really interested in motivation. Motivation's nice, and you will get motivated, but that's not really what we're high on. What we're high on is making you a very highly skilled person, mainly in communication and mindset and performance, and inside of performance, persuasion, and production. Skill sets inside of that that will help you build a life that you're committed to, right? And inside of that, I've noticed that, and we're inside this conversation of sales, right? So inside the conversation of sales, there's a mindset or an approach that gets a lot of people stuck. So maybe you're a coach or a speaker or an expert of some sort, or maybe you are a real estate agent, or maybe you're a lender or title rep or something like that, and you are focused on making the sale, right? Obviously, you go to lunch with somebody, you do a presentation, maybe you're going to pitch your product or service, and there's this focus on, I want to make the sale. And when I want to just bring the light, you know, I want to turn the light on inside this conversation for you and give you something that changed my life forever. It was this perspective shift. It was this paradigm shift that happened for me that when I had this, it changed everything. Now, this philosophy that I got, I took into sales, I took into business, but truthfully, I learned it back in baseball. And here's how I learned it. Man, I forgot the hitting coach's name. He really, really made a big impact. I know that sounds weird. Can't remember his name, but he made a big impact. It was just so long ago. It was like 20 years ago, right? But he said to me, and maybe I'll go look it up and maybe I'll post it in the comment section, but he said to me, stop focusing on getting base hits and focus on having quality at bats. All right, I was a baseball player. So quality at bats over base hits. Don't try to hit home runs. Don't try to get base hits. Focus on quality at bats. And the rest will follow. And essentially, focus on the process, let the outcome take care of itself. And so I took that into business. I took that in sales. I want to share that with you right now because look, it can be tough to pick up the phone and you're getting rejected. And you have to deal with persecution. You have to deal with all that rejection, all that kind of stuff. But my friend, a lot of times that comes because you're going after the sale. And one of the big, big themes that we have inside of our coaching program is try to make a difference, not make a sale. If you make it, you can make a difference for 100% of the people that you talk to, but you're only going to make a sale on a certain percentage. And I don't care how good a salesperson you are. That's one of the common things that salespeople do or that business owners do. They think they have to make every sale, and that's just not the case. Buyers and sellers, in real estate agent case, buyers and sellers buy and sell when they want to buy and sell, not when you want them to. So what I want you to get is I want you to take this concept of quality at bats, right? Because you focus on quality bats, winning every pitch, focusing on the process, and the outcome takes care of itself. But when you go into sales, it can be very discouraging if you're making conversations and you're not getting the sale that you want. You might feel like a sleazy salesperson, which is a reason a lot of people don't want to deal with rejection. But I would bring this to you, and that is this. Focus on quality conversations, and the sales will follow. Right. So one of the things that I like to do inside of when I sell is I'm not pushy. I'm not that hard closey type of person, but I tend to have a really high closing ratio. And I think that's because people know that I care. At least that's what I hear inside the testimonials and the case studies that we get inside of our company. And that's not like a marketing tactic. I just genuinely care. I've transcended this idea of trying to make a sale and just make a difference. Now, does it mean I don't fall back into trying to make a sale? I do. And guess what happens? I go right down the toilet whenever I try to make a sale rather than trying to make a difference. And so what I would say to you is this, whatever you're going to do in your sales and marketing process, focus on quality, focus on the process, let the sale take care of itself for goodness sakes. People can tell when you're trying to sell them. They can tell. They can tell you do your little takeaway clothes. They can tell, even though you're doing a takeaway, they're going to call you on your bluff. But if you'll focus on quality conversations and develop the skill sets to have quality conversations, to be interested so that you appear to be interesting, if you can do that, the sales will take care of themselves. Plus, you're going to build your brand. Plus, you're going to have goodwill in the marketplace. You're going to have all those kinds of things. So my friend, today, what I just want to ask you is, where do you need to focus on having quality conversations? And by the way, this might not even be just a sales conversation. This might be a relationship conversation. Maybe you need to focus on having quality conversations inside your relationship. Maybe there's some relationships that you've let fall to the wayside that maybe you need to pick up the phone. Or maybe you need to have a coffee or a lunch date where you say, hey, let's have some quality conversations. Let's find out where you're at, what you're up to, what you're trying to achieve. Let me see how I can contribute. Oh, we got a little text message that came in. Do I want cheeseburgers? No, I don't want cheeseburgers. Well, maybe without the bun, right? Get the high protein. And so I want you to just kind of look at that. Where do you need to have quality conversations? And if you'll pick up the phone and focus on the quality conversation, you will be blown away at the difference that you're able to make and how the sale just takes care of itself, my friend. Okay? So from after you listening to this, go out there this week, however long until you hear from me on this podcast again, which I'm making these all the time, so you'll probably hear from me tomorrow. But for right now, I want you to go out there and focus on quality conversations and let the sale take care of itself. Hey, my friend, if you know somebody who could use this message, please give it to them. Share it with them as a gift. When we uplift other people, it uplifts our lives as well. And if you want more training, you want more insights, you want more lessons on how you can perform, persuade, and produce at higher levels inside your business and life, please come visit us at davidkesey.com. Again, that's www.davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go find a way.